Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning. As you can hear, I am a little hoarse this morning. I got a little problem here. But nevertheless, I'm going to talk right into this microphone. And I want to say thank you, Jesus. And I'm a little hoarse because of the fact that I had to fight a spiritual battle. And the battle was brought to me, okay? It was brought to me. I had no idea what it was, but I knew that it was a battle that the Lord had brought to me. So I'm going to talk about it right after the Holy Communion, in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Minister Hill. I apologize.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I love the rain. It's raining here. Praise God. I love it. Thank you, Jesus. All hearts and minds clear. In Jesus' name, we going forth.
Yeah.
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord. God is good.
All the time.
So good. Thank you.
Every day.
I'm working on a lesson, but I'm not done yet.
Okay, praise God.
All right.
Brothers and sisters, I want to share something with you. I knew I was gonna have a problem. Because, you know, the big problem I had. And when my equipment was going crazy and everything. Well, I told you only half of the story of the sabotage with Jose and Jessica and the witches. But there's another part of the story I didn't tell because I didn't exactly know. So you know me, I've learned how to wait. But I think I need to tell this thing because this man started sending me stuff. One thing I hate, detest, is people that stab people in the back and people who work from the dark side. You remember it was a man on here that used to be on here named Bob Beeman? Well, Bob he sent me where he would take my messages, and then he said it was God. Like I told you, if you tell me God tell you something, I ain't gonna say nothing, but okay, we'll see. But he would take my messages, and then he would say, God said this, and God said that. And I would just listen. But I could not dispute it, and I'm still not disputing it, because it's many gods. But this man got to Jose, and he got to Jessica. He got to Jessica by telling her she had a story about cancer, she could make a lot of money. And she got to Jose, telling him he owned half of this ministry. And he got to their minds, because he would tell me, I'm a genius. And he has a PhD. I think he has a PhD, but anyway, he got a degree. I think he has a PhD, but it's in engineering. It's in engineering. He set up this sabotage. And the reason he set it up is he called me up one morning, and he said, I want to make some money too. And I didn't know, I didn't have a clue what he was talking about. Because I came into ministry as a missionary. Missionaries come to give, they don't come to take. So this guy sat in the background and constructed a plan to destroy my ministry because he wanted me. When he said he was going to do a podcast, I said, okay. But what he was saying and what he meant was, and you going to help me do it. Well, I ain't going to help nobody do nothing. I'm trying to do my own ministry, trying to make heaven for myself. Now, this guy had come out of a big ministry, Brother Rodney Howard Brown, who Brother Joe and I happen to know. But he didn't try to take over Brother Rodney Howard Brown's ministry. He constructed a plan to take over mine, and for two reasons. One, I was a woman. Two, I was an African-American woman, and according to his doctrine, that made me operate with a monkey mind and be stupid and ignorant. Now, what people don't seem to want to realize is that I don't even operate in my own mind. Because when I lost my mind, I got a new mind. I got the mind of Christ. So this guy, I said, I tell you what. See, the Bible says that a man that cannot control his own household shouldn't be trying to control the men and women of God. And remember, even yesterday, I said, there are a lot of people, your relatives, you know, it'll be the husband out front, but the wife will be running everything, or it'll be the wife out front and the husband be running everything. Well, in this ministry, the Holy Ghost runs everything, everything. So Jose already had that macho thing, and Jessica already thought by taking my messages and rewriting them, adding some scripture to them, and teaching them to her family, that was all you needed. That was all she needed, and she knew as much as or more. And trust me, they may know more than me. I don't care. I'm just being led by the Holy Ghost every day. So he began to systematically work through Jose. And then some other lady witches came in the picture. Now, I'm not certain how they came in, because the Lord ain't revealed the whole thing to me yet. But the reason I'm talking about it now is they see that their plan did not work. So day before yesterday, this guy gonna send me a message about insurrection is what it was. I looked at it, but if I had opened it, I would have opened up my computer to them again, because I have spent a lot of money having to redo everything that Jose had access to. So he sent me this text with his name on it. Because, see, that's how people that work in the background, they think they'll never be discovered. and they put people out front. It's kind of like the mafia or any gangster organization or group. So he put them out front, and he was going to hide in the background doing all this dirty, filthy work. Well, I'm not anything but a missionary, a servant of God. But this guy, at one time, he said, "I want you to send me all of your work." I said, "Uh-huh, yeah, okay." I never sent it. I didn't know what he was going to do with it. And I didn't trust him. And the reason I didn't trust him is because he said something to me that was contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the Bible. And the other thing is, God tells me before something happens, or I'll be the first one of the intercessors to get it, because I'm a forerunner. And I couldn't understand why, if he was getting all these messages from God, they had to be after I had a message. So he sent some info here yesterday. I looked at it. I said, "I'm not opening that junk. I will be opening myself up to this hacker and all, and I can't keep spending money like this over the same thing." That's called insanity. People who keep doing the same dumb thing and think that the outcome is going to be different, that's crazy. So then I looked at it. I deleted it. Yesterday I talked about Pastor Giglio, and I asked you to look up Incredible. So he's going to send me another email yesterday with pictures talking about, "Look at this, look at this." I said, "This is the way these dirty, double-minded, underhanded people work. They ruin the lives of other people. And then he thinks that I am Boo Boo the Clown. And I'm going to let him have access to my computer." He already got it, because he got everything he got from Jose. He got everything Jessica had. Jessica had my mailing list. Now he has it. He tricked them and deceived them to do his dirty work. And like I say, I didn't see him try to take over Brother Rodney's ministry. I asked Brother Rodney if he knew him. He said he don't know who he is. He said he don't know him personally. He said, I got thousands of people in my church. I can't know everybody. I said, "I know." I said, "But you remember me and Brother Joe, don't you?" He said, "Yeah." You see, brothers and sisters, this man, he felt, because he was a man and because I am a woman, that he was entitled to take over my ministry. He's another one. He did pay tithes. But let me tell you this. If a man is married, he's supposed to be the head of his own household. I like I do everybody else. His wife wouldn't let no woman call there. And I asked him, how does he think he gonna lead me in my ministry when he can't even control his own household? He's not the head. Now, I'm upset just a little bit. You can't give out what you don't have, brothers and sisters. The Bible says there's neither male nor female, because God is a spirit. And you and I are made in the image and likeness of God. We communicate, connect with God through our spirit. Now, he was going to sit back in the cut, having caused all this damage, having ruined, he done ruined their lives for what? 30 pieces of silver? Not even that much. Jose is sick. I only pray that he takes his medicine every day and that he goes to the doctor and have that Coumadin, that blood thinner, checked, or else he gonna die. Jessica still got altars and demons. My thing to her was, how you gonna minister to anybody, especially for money, when you not even delivered? When you got issues. God was saving everybody in her family. But they let the devil say he creeps in unawares. And now he's going to backdoor them. He's going to sabotage them and think he's going to come back. It ain't going to happen, Bob. I know you're listening. I don't want to have nothing, anything, zero to do with you. Don't email me. I'm not opening it. I don't care what you have. I don't need it. You see, I have the real Holy Ghost. I have the real Spirit of Truth. I don't put my trust in the arm of flesh. It will deceive you. I hate to have to put it like this. Don't call me. Don't email me. Don't try to contact me. Period. And this is not unforgiveness. This is called know your enemies. This is called know them who purposely set out to harm you. And if you weren't a coward, you thought coming up against me as a woman was going to be easy to take over my ministry. You thought it. Jose, with his dumb self, he thought it. You all thought Jose's lies was the truth. Because Jose will tell you, I did that ministry. I made that ministry. When Jose hooked up with this ministry, it was already 20 years old. When Bob came on here, this ministry was already over 25 years old. And if he wasn't such a coward, he wouldn't have picked a woman to try to take something from. Well, let me tell you something. I have an honorable discharge from the United States Army as an 03 Captain Signal Officer. I volunteered to go to Vietnam, to go to war to help. And at that time, I was an angry person. The Vietnamese had killed my father. And I went to Vietnam to kill somebody. But I've been delivered. I was set free. And the devil tried to use you all to make me want to kill somebody again, make me want to fight. I don't mind fighting. I grew up on army bases, fighting all the time. Fighting is not unusual to me. And before I allow you to take over my ministry that God has given me, I will fight you and win. If you think I won't win, why you think God sent an angel here to help me? Because I didn't know I was fighting a fallen angel in you. And you deceived those people. Don't email me again. Do not try to contact me. I want nothing to do with you. If you're this much of a genius, if you got all this, if God is communicating with you, Surely. Surely. He's big enough to give you whatever you think you're supposed to have, and you ain't got to try to steal nothing from me. I really did not want it to have to come to this. You see, the only way I knew what you all had done, God told me. God showed me. It would have been my choice not to drink the poison root working concoction. But because I trusted Jose like a son, I trusted Jessica like a daughter, your deception worked. I guarantee you, Jessica don't have the money. I guarantee you, if Jose don't go to the doctor, he gonna die. So those of you that are housing Jose, you better make him go to the doctor. You better make him pay his bills. It's a mess. All created by one devil that came in with a Jezebelic Ahab spirit gonna take over something. Next time, you better choose somebody that's not going to fight back. I don't like bullying. I don't like the mafia tactics you use, but I still got to wait on God to handle this. But I did a deliverance yesterday. It was awesome. And through that deliverance, God revealed to me, don't protect the devil. Don't keep quiet about this any longer. Tell the backstory. They came in my church with Jose leading them. I'm asleep. This place is so big. And I did not have adequate security coverage. But even if I did, Jose had access to everything. When I was dying, or they thought I was going to die. See, I'm not supposed to be alive today to talk about this. And if I was alive, I'm supposed to be so rooted, messed up, under witchcraft control, that I can't think. But see, when I came to Christ, he gave me a new mind way back then. He exchanged my mind for his mind. He exchanged my will for his will, and I surrendered to it. You cannot win. And all those people that are listening to you, they're under witchcraft, domination, manipulation, and control. Jose took the witches that he was with over to the North Georgia Revival. He showed them people, he gave them everything. He thought he gave them all my best. I'm on a quest for God. I go where he tells me to go, do what he tells me to do, and the results are always good, and the results are always permanent. Now, you all are talking about you from God, busting into people's houses while they sleep, pillaging through my books, stealing my USB info, because Jose told you he helped. He ain't helped. He helped as minimal as he could. He helped with anything that he thought might benefit him and be fun for him. And that was with some of the animation. And I'm the one that encouraged him to learn it. I would bring things to him and say, learn this. Because the Lord is showing me this is a good idea. But he's limited. He's limited. And with the from the perspective of me prospering, I want you to know I'm supposed to prosper. I'm supposed to prosper. I'm supposed to have everything I need to work with. And as you all were questioning Jose, if he told you the truth, he told you that I spend all day, every day, 365 days a year, worshiping God, honoring God, writing about God, reading about God, learning about God. Why? So that I can help his people. So that I can be effective. I have a covenant relationship with God, which obviously now you're going to see and you're going to experience the wrath of God, because the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You listening to this man tried to hurt everybody in my ministry. As the priest, so go the people. But I'm here to share with you this morning, it didn't work. It will never work. It can't work. Because see, God is real. God is real. And those that God chooses, he equips them for everything. You thought I would never know the backstory. I'd never be able to tell the backstory. Bob, go do your own work. Stop trying to pimp other people. Get delivered from your Sicilian ways. You Sicilian, you got that in your blood. You come from a drug background just like we all got saved from something. Go back and do your first works over. God is not going to allow you to sabotage this ministry or steal anything from it. Especially, I give it freely every day. What you did is insane. God, you hearing from that fallen angel failed you. Go do your first works over. Straighten out your own house, your wife, your children. Your son is barren, his wife. You know why? Because of you. Because of you and your actions. You can't rule your house, or you're going to get out here and rule everybody else. You think. But you're a coward. You wouldn't come up against a man. You, and we know Jose have no regard for women. And we know Jessica have low self-esteem. And the other two conspirators with you, I don't know what their problem is, supposed to be deliverance ministers. They can't even get a word from God to deliver nobody. They can't have enough power in the Holy Ghost to deliver nobody without trying to sabotage me. And you can't steal virtue. You can make people suppress it, but you can't steal virtue. You can't steal glory. Go back and do your first works over. The Bible said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. It doesn't say you will incite men to steal from another minister. The only reason you want to steal is because you got to copy my sermons, because you ain't got none. You don't have nothing fresh from the Lord. It's horrible. And it's not just you. It's a whole lot of church folk. God gives you fresh manna. Every day, if your heart is right, if your heart is right toward him, if your heart is right towards his people, and you're not trying to put them in bondage like you put Jose, Jessica, and well, the other women. I don't know what their agenda was. I do know. They got the great one spirit. They want to be great. Like Simon the sorcerer. It is God who saved you. Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you and caused you to believe a lie? But let me tell you something. The main scripture, the banner over this ministry, is 1 Corinthians 4 and 5. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Brothers and sisters, God and you, God and me are the majority, not the minority. To show you, yesterday I did deliverance. I do deliverance every day. Almost. I used to do it every day. I used to do it every day. I began to see Jose sitting up there sucking up. I began to see Reggie trying to steal the people's deliverance by sucking up their deliverance and preventing them from getting the fullness of what God was bringing forth in deliverance. You see, if you're around me, you're going to be delivered. And you're going to be delivered from the hidden things. The hidden things, the things that you don't even know. They may be in your generation. They may be your own sins and transgressions. Because see, a lot of people, they set themselves up to block it out. And when you block it out, the demons get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Part of my ministry is I'm anointed for this. I have been gifted by God to do this. You cannot steal somebody's gift. I don't care who you think you are. Satan couldn't do it. Lucifer could not steal God's glory and God's anointing, and that's why he got kicked out. But he took a third of those angels with him. They didn't have it. They didn't even have what Lucifer had, because he was a cherub. He had a special anointing from God. And Bob, the person you say you learned from, Anthony Howard Brown, wrote a book on special anointings 20 plus years ago. 23 years ago, he wrote a book on that. Seeing as how Brother Joe and I were right there. You see, brothers and sisters, there are many, many Christians who have never been taught the power of Jesus Christ. If they had been taught that, they wouldn't have come. They would not, because you see, some things you do, you don't suffer. Your children do. And their children do. That's why Matthew gave you those 42 genealogies of Jesus to let you know. Just like there were things in Jesus' genealogy, not from his father, God, but from his mother, Mary, through King David. It might appear that you're getting away with this stuff. I guarantee you, your children are going to suffer. Your family members going to suffer. And you don't care. You obviously don't care, or else you wouldn't do it. You think you're going to get away with it. It's not going to happen. If that stuff got to come down, the Bible says, to the third and the fourth generation, it will. It will. I did a deliverance yesterday. As a matter of fact, I did too. So, Erica, why you? Because you know what? Deliverance is freedom for me. I can't cast demons out of you and keep them in me. That won't work. When I go to pray for somebody, God delivers me. Normally beforehand, if it's real tough. I hope this person writes a book to show people what real deliverance is. Thank you, Jennifer. Exodus 34 and 7. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Visiting the iniquity, the past sins of the family, visiting the iniquity, the sin of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. You need to read that. Your sins not only affect you, they affect your children. The number of a generation is 40 years. So that means your sins can affect your family line for 120 years. Somebody gonna pay. Your grandma was a witch. Guess what? Y'all still paying. David paid. Look at Absalom. Noah paid. I'm trying to write this little book here. Remember a couple weeks ago, God gave me detractors and abashment. He's showing me them in the Bible. And I'm doing it with a passion. Because the people that attacked me, that stuff in them came from their generation. Their generation. They got delivered and they forgot. Jose forgot that he has a generational curse, a genetic disease he's dealing with. Jessica forgot. She's dealing with generational witchcraft all the way back to the Tower of Babel. You don't want to mess with the deliverance minister. You don't want to do that. You might want to mess with anybody, but the person that knows your innermost being, do you really want to mess with them? The person enabled to look right through the veil in the spirit realm, do you really want to mess with them? I thank God for a disciplined life. I thank God for the ability to keep my mouth shut. But you keep on needling me. You keep on vexing me. Do you really want to mess with me? When they mess with the prophet Elijah, he called a bear. They called him bald head. He called a bear afterwards to eat those children up. That's the kind of power real prophets have. I've been very calm. I've been very forgiving. I didn't even know I had the ability to forgive somebody that tried to kill me. I wondered about that, but I know I do. But that's not going to stop me from fighting you back. That's not going to stop me from building an army for God, a mighty, mighty, mighty men and women of valor. I haven't involved one person in this. I haven't said, oh, we need to pray. No, 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 no. That's not biblical. I've got to overcome this. But I do tell them, understand something. When they came against me, they came against you. You better defend yourself. And I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the people on this line. But I haven't lifted one prayer against them. But that vexation is starting to. Yes, if they would have come in here, once God let me know they were coming in, I really would have shot them. That ain't no lie. But you know what? It's not even worth it. They've already heaped hot coals of fire upon themselves. Why? Because they don't know the power of Jesus Christ. And that's sad. They don't know. They going to call themselves turning me over to Satan. That's what they call themselves doing. And Satan was happy. Oh, yeah, I'll kill her. This is what we'll do. But brothers and sisters, the spirit of Jesus is the spirit of life. You can't kill life. Death cannot overcome life. Darkness. The Bible says over there in John that light came into the world and men loved their darkness so much that they could not even comprehend the light. Sad, sad, sad. Now, that's the backstory. You see, brothers and sisters, the real head of the church is Jesus. That's the real head. And glory be to God. This is why so many deliverance ministries, because Satan will get in the people that have the power and try to, he'll send somebody on earth to destroy them, to destroy their work in the hopes of taking their soul to hell. The Bible say hell has been enlarged. Well, it wasn't enlarged for me and it shouldn't have been enlarged for you, but I guarantee you it was enlarged for the workers of iniquity, for the lovers of darkness. But people bound by greed, the spirit of mammon, the spirit of the world, Babylon, Babylon. But God told you, God said in 1 Peter 5, he said in 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9, he said, be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he ain't no lion. He's really a coward, because he's a predator. This guy was going to use them to weaken me and then come in and take over this ministry. Sick. Sick. Do you think that's of God? Do you think God wants you to take over something he gave somebody else? No. You sinning. God says, except the man build a foundation. God wanted to establish his foundation in you. God wants to build in you, brick by brick, stone by stone. The Bible says, precept upon precept, line upon line. That's why so many people, some of you listeners, you don't have the power because you're out here trying to duplicate somebody else and they didn't have the power when God is sitting there waiting to give you the line upon line, precept upon precept, in order for you to fulfill the mission that he purposely planned and sent you to fulfill. And he has every key to every door that needs to be opened. And you can't get it because you're around here trying to walk through somebody else's door. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, predator, walketh about and seeking whom he may devour. The devourer and the destroyer is one demon. He's a king over the bottomless pit. Abaddon and Apollyon. But he got to oppress you. He got to vex you. He got to depress you. He got to hinder you. And he got to bind you up through demons so that you will accept that king. False king. He got to tell you lies. He got to turn you into a criminal. A spiritual criminal. But he couldn't do it if you didn't open up the door and let him in. I don't know how you let him in. But I'm going to tell you this. You let him in. And then God got to raise up a ministry like this and tell me, don't you judge. Judge nothing before the time, Erica, until the Lord comes, brothers and sisters, who both will bring to light. He's going to expose those hidden works. He's going to expose that darkness. He's going to expose those hidden things of darkness. Why? 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 He's going to reveal them, and he's going to reveal the very nature and the agenda of the heart of the people around you so that you have the full ability, brothers and sisters, to have praise of God. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath deceived you and caused you to believe a lie? Now I can say, I'm through with this. I'm through with it. But I never picked it up. So by me never picking it up, it couldn't paralyze me. It couldn't cripple me. It couldn't get me stuck on stupid, paddling my feet and going nowhere. The Bible says, deliver us from the evil one. Deliver us from evil. You don't know it's evil till it's been revealed to you. But your common sense tell you something's just not right. And then you got the Holy Ghost, the revealer of all truth. Oh, brothers and sisters, you know what the Bible says? The Bible says, in a great house, in a great house, there are vessels of gold, vessels of silver, vessels of brass, and vessels of straw. That's all kind of people. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your heart toward him. The devil, one of his main objectives is to make your heart hard, to burden you down with unnecessary filth and garbage, to stop you. On earth, he knows you're going to go to heaven. He just want to make you have to experience hell on earth. S-H-E-O-U-L. Sheol, hell. There's different hell. You know that. I know you know that. That's elementary. And some of you, he stopped you in the church. The people who taught you didn't have the right info to make you free and keep you free and equip you to free others. But God sent you out to get the truth. And the truth is this. Casting out a devil is just a part of the full gospel. I tell you that. There ain't no doctrine. There ain't no theology. It's a work of the power of God. It's a work of the power of God. And I have spent 30 years getting people filled with the power of God first. And then those other giftings are super, super natural. Super, super naturally work. Your presence ought to be able to cast out a demon and change your atmosphere. When you walk in a room, some people should say, man, I don't like that person. Because the demon in them raise up. And it sees the virtue and the glory of God on you. And it can't like you. Jesus, have you come to torment us before our time? That's what the devil said in the Gadarene demoniac, the demons, when they spoke out to man. All Jesus did was step out the boat and his feet touched the shore. He never opened his mouth. He never even said, I'm here. His presence contained so much God that it reached that the demons up in the grave where the Gadarene demoniac was living, in the grave, mind you. And they headed toward Jesus. Because somewhere in that demoniac, the core him, his spirit, knew the Spirit of God commanded that body to come under subjection and go toward Jesus. I'll see you tomorrow. This is Captain Erica Shepherd. I love Jesus, and Jesus wants to make us bulletproof.
No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my arm. now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 now.
Because of you. to be finished.
You know what I have to say to the devil this morning? I have one thing to say to the devil this morning. Not this time, Satan. Not this time, Satan. Not this time, Satan. It's not going to work. Showing me something. Listen to this. The Holy Ghost just brought this back. I didn't even tell you about the deliverance. But the Holy Ghost just brought this back. When God sent me to South Carolina, Brother Joe was working at a five-star. Was it four-star or five-star? Four-star. Four-star restaurant that was owned by the Ritz-Carlton. And he had the car. He had our car. He had our car. And I was there. And this lady, she was a pastor. And she was a pastor because her husband had died and left her the church. And people wouldn't come to the church. And so it was a lady named Mary. And God sent that lady to me to help me. They got me a room at this hotel because Brother Joe was going to give up his job to come over there to help me. And I got pictures of this little old lady. She was like 80-something, but she had built this church from the ground up. She and her husband had laid the bricks in it, providing the foundation. And the motel where I was at was about 3 miles. And these people, the sister and some other people, it was raining. It was pouring down rain. And they couldn't get there because I don't know if you know anything about Charleston, South Carolina, but when it rains in that downtown area, everything floods. The buses sometimes can run because they up high, but it wasn't no buses. And after night, the buses run maybe every 2 hours. So I was sitting in the room looking at the wall, and I knew I had to get to the church. And the Lord said, walk. I said, okay. I put on my little loafers, and I put on something that could dry, and I started out walking. You know how they had those big puddles on the side of the street? And people would drive and speed up when they hit those puddles so that I could be splashed with water. But I kept on walking. I kept on walking. And I knew if I kept on walking that I would get to that church. They splashed me with mud and water. They laughed at me and they made fun of me. But I kept on walking. And finally, I got to the church. And when I got to where I turned the corner, the people was in the car, so they was coming to pick me up. So I went to the church and I got some clothes out the church closet, because they would give clothes to people. I anointed those clothes with oil. And I got up after the praise and the worship. And I preached. And my feet were soaking wet. I want to tell you that 80-something people came to that church in that rain. A lady that got saved and delivered is now preaching and got a church over there about 300-400 people. But that's the attitude you have to have when you go to work for God. A little girl, that's the night. If you saw up on my website, or I think I got it. The little girl grandmother brought her, and she had an imaginary friend, and it was a devil and a demon. And I cast it out. That little girl is about to graduate from law school, top of her class. That's what they're trying to kill. That's the spirit they wanted to kill.
Jah guide and protect and I. Evil forces will never get me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I see enemies falling by my side. I see enemies falling by my side. I'm my refuge when the storm comes. You be my strong rock, I'm my conqueror. You be my fortress, I'm my refuge when the storm comes. You be my strong rock, I'm my protector. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Never return as against thee. He judges me. Thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And ever righteousness is offered to me, says the Lord. I see enemies falling by my side. I see the wicked falling by my side.
Falling by my side, oh.
prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh. Jehovah, El Shaddai, I'm in your hand. Jehovah, Nissi, I'm in your hand. Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I'm in your hand. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon